Welcome to this Oz Rehab Audio Explainer. A neck injury at work can significantly impact your daily life, but understanding your rights and finding the right support can get your recovery on track. Suffering from neck injuries at work can happen suddenly in one incident or develop gradually. This often occurs through repetitive strain, poor posture, or ongoing physical demands. What begins as minor tightness, soreness, or stiffness can quickly progress. It can lead to severe headaches, restricted movement, sleep disruption, reduced concentration, and difficulty performing normal duties. Many workers try to push through the pain and assume it will settle on its own. Others mistakenly believe they cannot make a claim unless there has been a serious accident. In reality, many workplace neck injuries are more complex than they first appear. Some of these injuries may qualify for workers' compensation where work caused or materially contributed to the condition. If you hurt your neck at work, the best first steps are usually to report the injury and seek a medical assessment. You should also begin treatment early and understand what support may be available. It is vital to take neck injuries at work seriously because the neck supports the heavy weight of the head, allows for crucial movement, and protects important nerves passing through the cervical spine. Even relatively mild injuries in this area can create broader issues throughout the entire body. A workplace neck injury may directly affect your ability to turn your head safely while driving or operating machinery. It can also impact lifting and carrying tasks, making everyday work duties painful or impossible. Desk work and concentration often suffer when constant neck pain is present. Furthermore, a sore neck can drastically reduce your sleep quality. It often causes shoulder and upper back discomfort, which can negatively impact your overall mood and confidence. Without proper management, some injuries may become long-term problems that are much harder to resolve. Early intervention is one of the most effective ways to prevent a minor neck ache from becoming a chronic condition. If you are feeling ongoing discomfort, do not wait for it to worsen before seeking help. To define it clearly, a workplace neck injury refers to pain, strain, whiplash, disc injury, or nerve-related conditions caused or aggravated by work duties, poor ergonomics, repetitive movement, or sudden workplace accidents. These injuries occur across many different industries, including office environments, transport, healthcare, warehousing, retail, trades, and construction. They do not always happen from a single traumatic event. In fact, many develop over weeks or months from the day-to-day demands of a particular job. Sudden incidents like slips, trips, falls, or collisions can cause immediate pain and structural damage to the neck. Workers who drive for a living may experience whiplash or related injuries after a vehicle accident during work hours. Additionally, sudden jerking movements when operating heavy machinery or attempting to catch a falling object can strain the neck muscles instantly. Gradual onset and repetitive strain are also common causes. Poor workstation setup is a major culprit. Spending long periods at a desk with a poor monitor height, unsupported posture, or an awkward keyboard position may contribute to ongoing neck strain. This is why getting professional ergonomic assessments is incredibly beneficial for office workers. Repetitive tasks such as reaching, scanning, twisting, looking downward, or overhead work can overload muscles and joints over time. Manual handling tasks involving lifting, pushing, pulling, carrying, or moving awkward loads may also strain the neck and upper body. Participating in proper manual handling training can significantly reduce these risks. Sustained static positions, like remaining in one posture for long periods during driving or computer work, also contribute heavily to chronic neck pain. Without proper intervention, these small daily habits can result in severe musculoskeletal disorders. It is essential to proactively manage these risks by adjusting your environment and taking regular breaks. Many workers ignore minor aches, assuming it is just part of the job, which is a dangerous mindset. Many workplace neck injuries develop gradually from poor posture and incorrect workstation setup, and understanding how ergonomics impacts neck pain and back strain is key to workplace well-being. While these injuries can happen in any industry, certain occupations face a much higher risk due to their specific daily duties. Some professions naturally place more strain on the cervical spine than others. If you work in one of these fields, it is especially important to be proactive about your physical health and hazard reporting. Office workers spending hours in front of a computer often experience poor posture, which slowly strains the upper back and neck muscles over time. Truck drivers face long hours behind the wheel, continuous road vibration, and awkward sleeping positions that can cause significant neck stiffness. Nurses and healthcare workers repeatedly lift, transfer, and assist patients, which places immense physical demand on the neck and shoulders. Warehouse and retail workers are constantly reaching for high shelves and carrying heavy stock, while tradies and construction workers deal with heavy tools, long periods looking upward, and sudden physical impacts that make them highly vulnerable to joint and disc injuries. Not all neck injuries are the same. Some are minor soft tissue injuries, while others involve discs, nerves, or structural damage that requires extensive rehabilitation. For instance, whiplash is often caused by sudden movement or impact and results in pain, stiffness, and headaches. Muscle strain comes from overuse or poor posture, leading to tightness and dull soreness. A ligament sprain involves an awkward twist or force, resulting in sharp pain and reduced motion. Disc injuries are often caused by spinal compression and can lead to arm pain or a tingling sensation. A pinched nerve caused by nerve pressure may lead to numbness and muscle weakness, while a fracture from major trauma or a fall results in severe pain and immobility. Common symptoms across these injuries often include neck pain, stiffness, difficulty turning the head, headaches, and shoulder pain. You might also experience upper back tightness, tingling in the arms or hands, weakness, muscle spasms, and significant sleep disturbance. If your symptoms are worsening or affecting your work capacity, a medical review is absolutely important. If you hurt your neck at work, acting early can make a significant difference to both your physical recovery and your claims management process. There are 6 crucial steps to follow. First, report the injury. Notify your employer, supervisor, or manager as soon as possible. Even if symptoms seem minor, early reporting creates a clear record of what happened. This step is vital if you later need to lodge a formal workers' compensation claim. Second, see a general practitioner. A doctor can properly assess your symptoms, recommend effective treatment, and provide referrals to specialists if needed. They will also document your injury and issue a certificate of capacity, which is required for compensation claims. Third, start treatment early. Early treatment, such as physiotherapy, may help reduce pain, restore movement, and prevent symptoms from becoming persistent. Delaying treatment often leads to your body starting to move differently to protect the injury, which can cause secondary injuries in your back or shoulders. Fourth, keep detailed records. Retain copies of all incident reports, medical certificates, and appointment dates. You should also keep receipts for any out-of-pocket medical expenses, claim documents, and communications with your employer. Having a paper trail is incredibly useful if there are any disputes. Fifth, ask about workers' compensation. If work contributed to the injury, ask your human resources department or your state's workers' compensation authority about the claim process. Sixth, seek professional rehabilitation support. If you are struggling to recover, structured rehabilitation and workplace assessments can identify the adjustments needed to keep you safe upon your return. In many cases, you can claim compensation if your neck injury happened at work or if your duties materially contributed to the condition. This depends heavily on your state or territory scheme. According to guidelines from Safe Work Australia, employers have a duty of care to ensure a safe working environment. When this duty fails, compensation schemes are designed to protect the worker and facilitate their recovery. You may have a claim if you hurt your neck lifting heavy objects, suffered whiplash in a work vehicle, slipped or fell, or if repetitive tasks caused pain over time. Even if a pre-existing condition worsened because of your work, you could still be covered. Workers' compensation for statutory benefits is generally a no-fault system, meaning you do not usually need to prove negligence, but you must still satisfy eligibility requirements. Gradual neck pain can also be claimed. A common misconception is that only sudden accidents count, but many accepted claims involve conditions that develop progressively, such as for office workers with poor ergonomics or nurses repeatedly assisting patients. These claims rely heavily on medical evidence connecting the condition directly to work duties. If a claim is accepted, the support provided can be extensive. This includes weekly payments for income support, GP treatment, physiotherapy, and specialist care. Imaging like X-rays or MRIs will be covered where appropriate, along with structured workplace rehabilitation programs and, subject to specific thresholds, permanent impairment benefits. In New South Wales, the process is overseen by bodies like CIRA New South Wales. The typical steps involve notifying your employer, obtaining a certificate of capacity from your GP, and lodging your claim with the relevant insurer. The insurer will then assess liability. During this period, you may be contacted by an injury management coordinator. If accepted, treatment and support may commence right away, and suitable duties will be considered to help you transition back safely. If you were involved in a motor vehicle accident while working, CTP case management services might also be relevant. It is important to note that time limits vary significantly depending on the state, the type of claim, and the date of injury. In New South Wales, CIRA outlines strict timeframes, so reporting your injury as early as possible is essential. Rehabilitation is often most effective when introduced early rather than as a last resort. Delaying this step can result in physical deconditioning and a loss of confidence. Getting an initial needs assessment early on can set a clear path for recovery. You should seek support if your pain is ongoing, if duties like lifting or driving are becoming difficult, or if you are entirely off work. Expert help is also necessary if your recovery has plateaued or if you have a fear of re-injury. Oz Rehab offers vocational counseling to help you transition into a new, safe role if you cannot return to your previous job. We support injured workers across Australia through tailored programs, including detailed return to work planning, functional assessments to determine physical capabilities, and ADL assessments to see how the injury impacts your daily life. We handle coordination with your GP, physiotherapist, employer, and insurer to ensure everyone is on the same page, providing continuous monitoring and graduated duties planning to help you rebuild function and confidence. In summary, recovering from a neck injury can be complex, and mild symptoms can quickly affect your productivity and day-to-day life. If you hurt your neck at work, report it immediately, seek medical review, and look into the workers' compensation process. Gradual pain and whiplash are often covered if they are linked to your work duties. Recovery time will depend on the injury type and how promptly you receive treatment. Oz Rehab is here to support you through every step of this journey with practical, real-world results. You can contact our expert team by calling 1300 391947 or by emailing office@ozrehab.com.au. Thank you for listening. We hope you learned something useful today. For more information, visit ozrehab.com.